All right, so for this deep dive, let's trade in those snow boots for some flip-flops and head down to the Florida Keys.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, specifically Isla Mirada.
Okay.
You know that familiar spot, the Postcard Inn beach resort?
Yeah.
Well, get ready to be wowed because it's now been completely reimagined as the Three Waters Resort and Marina.
Oh, wow.
And hold on to your hats because it's not just about lounging on the beach anymore. This place is aiming to be a serious foodie destination.
That's interesting. You know what I think this transformation really shows us? We're seeing this more and more.
Yeah.
Vacationers are really looking for those unique and memorable culinary experiences. Like they want something special when they travel.
Right. So it's not enough to just offer a basic breakfast buffet anymore.
If you want to stand out, it seems not. Three Waters is really going all in on this, with multiple dining venues, each designed to offer something different.
Yeah, they've really created a culinary world within the resort itself. And it's a big resort.
Yeah.
We're talking 214 guest rooms, suites, and cottages, all spread across 15 acres of oceanfront property. But what really stood out to me in the research is their emphasis on dining.
Yeah.
Nine different venues, from upscale to casual, they've got every craving covered.
Well, let's dive into that. Like one that really shows that experiential dining trend is Kindler Wood-Fired Fare.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already picturing flickering flames, the aroma of wood smoke.
Stop, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. I have to admit, I love a good open hearth kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something so captivating about watching your food cook over an open fire.
It really engages all of the senses. And Kindler really seems to be embracing that regional cuisine.
Okay.
Things like wood-roasted seafood towers, dry-aged meats,
Oh my
and a
God.
daily selection of fresh-caught fish.
Okay, you had me at seafood towers.
Yeah.
But for those of us who aren't like hardcore foodies, what exactly is dry-aged meat?
Well, dry aging is where beef is hung or stored in a temperature and humidity-controlled environment. And it's done this way for several weeks, sometimes
Oh.
even months. And what this does is it concentrates the flavor and it makes the meat incredibly tender.
Ah, okay. So it's all about amping up the flavor and the texture. I'm guessing that pairs perfectly with the smoky notes from that wood-fired cooking.
Precisely. It's all about that symphony of flavors.
So we've got the fiery, smoky drama of Kindler. What's next on our culinary adventure?
Well, if Kindler is all about rustic charm, let's go to something a little more sleek and sophisticated, Little LeMoon.
Ooh, I love that name. It just sounds
Yeah.
so refreshing.
Doesn't it? Like you can just picture zesty citrus,
Yeah.
fresh seafood, which is exactly what they're going for. Little LeMoon boasts a raw bar and a menu of Latin-inspired small plates.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Latin inspired. Tell me more.
Think vibrant flavors, fresh ingredients, a focus on seafood. You'll probably find dishes like ceviche.
Now, there's a word I've heard but never fully grasped. What exactly is ceviche?
So ceviche is a dish. It's made from fresh raw fish,
Yeah.
and it's cooked by marinating it in citrus juices, usually lime or lemon. And what that does is the acidity of the citrus, it denatures the proteins in the fish, which gives it a texture similar to if you cooked it with heat. And then it's flavored with things like onions, cilantro, chili peppers, and it makes this really bright, flavorful
So
dish.
it's like this tangy, citrusy explosion of the ocean.
You could say that. It's definitely a popular choice for those looking for something light and fresh, especially in a tropical setting.
And speaking of settings,
Yeah.
you can't beat the views from Little Lemon. The source mentions 270-degree views of the Atlantic, perfect for sunset
Oh,
cocktails.
wow.
This is screaming date night or sophisticated gathering with friends.
Absolutely. It seems like they've really thought of everything to create that perfect ambiance.
Okay, so we've explored the fiery drama of Kindler and the sleek sophistication of Little Lemony, but I have a feeling that Three Waters has even more up its sleeve, right?
You bet. And this next one is more casual and social. Get ready for some energy, because next we're heading to Mercado Morada, their take on a vibrant outdoor street market.
Okay, I'm picturing food trucks, string lights, maybe some live music.
Yeah, you got it. This is where Three Waters really taps into that social dining trend we see everywhere, creating a communal atmosphere
Right.
where people can just gather and share food and enjoy that lively vibe.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that trend. It seems like people are really craving those shared experiences more than ever these days.
Exactly. And Mercado Morada seems perfect for that. Plus, they're really showcasing those delicious Latin American flavors we talked about, but in a casual, fun setting.
Yeah, it's interesting how Three Waters is really weaving this theme of Latin American cuisine throughout their dining options.
Right.
We had the upscale raw bar at Little Mimin.
Yeah.
And now these street food vibes at Mercato Murata.
It's a smart move. They're offering those different entry points to explore those flavors, whether you're in the mood for a fancy sit-down meal or something casual with friends.
And let's not forget the view. Mercato Murata overlooks the Isla Murata sandbar. I'm already picturing myself sipping a margarita, enjoying some fresh ceviche, and soaking up that incredible scenery.
Sounds amazing. Now, are you ready for something a little different?
Bring it on. I'm all about those culinary surprises.
Let's talk about Island Pizza Go.
Okay.
It might seem a little out of place at first, but it really shows their approach to dining.
I have to admit, Island Pizza sounds a little intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it Island Pizza?
Well, they're really putting their own spin on it, with unique toppings and flavors inspired by local ingredients and that Caribbean influence.
Okay, I'm definitely curious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the source material mentions their Islander pizza, which features a white sauce, a touch of heat with some Scottish bonnet sauce, and get this, conch, and a tomato cucumber topping.
Wow, that's definitely a bold combination. And that's what I find so interesting. They're not just sticking to those safe and familiar options. They're really pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
And experimenting with flavors.
It's like they're saying, come on, be adventurous. Try something new.
Right. And it's a smart move to appeal to a wider range of tastes. Because not everyone's into fine dining or that street food scene. Sometimes you just want a good pizza, you know?
Absolutely. And let's be honest. Who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah.
But they've elevated it beyond just your average pepperoni and cheese.
Right. It's that familiar comfort food, but with a unique twist. And that seems to be their overall strategy, taking classic concepts and really infusing them with the flavors and the spirit of the Florida Keys.
Speaking of classic.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a spot that's been a Keys landmark since 1969. The original Tiki Bar.
Ah, yes. The home of that famous Rum Runner cocktail. They've preserved this piece of the resort's history. It's like this little time capsule of old Florida charm.
I love that they've kept that connection to the past.
Yeah.
It adds another layer of depth to the whole experience.
And it really plays into that sense of nostalgia that many travelers are looking for, especially in a place like the Keys, which has such a rich history.
Absolutely. I can almost hear the Jimmy Buffett music playing as I picture myself sitting at that tiki bar, sipping a Rum Runner, watching the sunset over the water. It's like stepping back in time.
And it's not just about the drinks.
Okay.
They have a full food menu as well.
Mm.
Classic bar fare, like burgers, sandwiches, and tacos.
So you can grab a bite, enjoy a cocktail, soak up that atmosphere. And then there's the rum library. A whole library for rum tastings. That's next level.
It's a great way to cater to that growing interest in craft cocktails and artisanal spirits. And rum has such a deep connection to the history of the Keys. It's the perfect way to immerse yourself in the local culture.
And to think we've only scratched the surface, there are 9 dining venues in total. It's like they've created a culinary playground for adults. I mean, it seems like this whole transformation from the old Postcard Inn into Three Waters, it's about so much more than just, you know, like a fresh coat of paint and some new landscaping.
Yeah, exactly. They've really hit on something fundamental about how people travel these days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about escaping to some beautiful place anymore. It's really about immersing yourself in the local culture, finding those authentic experiences, and yes, indulging in some incredible food.
Yeah, it's like they've taken that concept of a resort vacation and turned it into this culinary adventure.
Yeah.
And with 9 different dining options, you could really spend your whole vacation exploring all these different flavors and atmospheres and never even leave the property.
And that's a huge draw for travelers who are looking for more than just your typical all-inclusive experience.
Yeah.
They want those choices. They want variety and they want to be surprised.
So for our listeners out there who are dreaming of a tropical getaway right now, what would you say is the key takeaway from all of this?
I'd say the biggest thing is just to be intentional about your travel experiences. You know, don't just settle for the ordinary. Find those destinations that offer something unique, something that really speaks to your interests and passions. And if you're a foodie, well, it seems like Three Waters Resort and Marina might just be the perfect place to satisfy those cravings.
So next time you're planning a trip, think beyond the beach and the pool. Consider the culinary landscape.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what kind of food journey do I want to embark on? And who knows? Maybe you'll find yourself sipping a Rum Runner at the original Tiki Bar. Or enjoying a slice of that Islander pizza, soaking up the sun and the flavors of the Florida Keys. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the culinary transformation of Isla Murata's Three Waters Resort and Marina. Until next time, happy eating.